It is the Advertising Week Social Club. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you very much for your support of our work, the Advertising Week Social Club. Starting to do some more interviews, which is very exciting for us. I mean, I'm an old radio guy. But no, former. I don't want to say I'm old. But we always find great stuff going on in our industry, and one of our good friends, Krista Babcock, who works with Ani, made us aware of this just amazing panel happening, an Ani panel, March 7th, How to Handle Awkward Situations in the Workplace. It's happening March 7th, 7:45 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. In New York. And joining us today on the phone, very happy to have Kathy Aronson, CEO and founder of the Sales Athlete Executive Search, joining us from Los Angeles. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for including me.
Well, real briefly, tell us why you're in L.A.
Well, we do an offsite. We have an office here, but we do an offsite once a year where we tie in with the Oscars. And so we've got everybody here excited and looking forward to the weekend of events and festivities.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a festive time. Real quick, do you have a pick for best picture?
I think it has to be Hugo.
Okay. Best actor?
A Clooney.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That movie, he was so good. Best actress?
That's also a shoo-in. That's Meryl Streep.
You think?
Yeah, I think that the Iron Lady is a compelling character. In the way she pulled it off visually and also her communications, it's just very clear that you were transported and you were right there front and center with her. I never thought of her as Meryl Streep from the moment she came on screen. That's a great performance.
All right, that's all right. Good point. Well, we'll pick up these conversations over coffee when we're back in New York together. But I want to get to the task at hand. I just wanted that brief aside. This session is phenomenal. How to handle awkward situations in the workplace. Walk us through how this session was created. How did we get to this point where this amazing panel was put together?
Well, Kathleen Nagel and Wendy Goodman, who are on the Young Executive Committee, brought together myself along with Jim Hopkinson, who wrote the book Salary Tutor, and Brian Mall, who's the Director of Talent Acquisition over at the Gilt Group, mm-hmm. as well as Liz Paley, Senior Vice President at Ralph Lauren. And really, they collected questions that the young executives were afraid to ask. Mm. And that was what was so appealing about the program to me, because I see you don't have to be a young executive. It's a lifelong journey to deal with one's fears, to move past fears that may be hesitating your professional growth. Mm-hmm. Because most often, those fears will fall into the place of relationships in the marketplace, in the workplace. Or that the job is too stressful, it's just not worth it. And you move into this self-limiting behavior, and many people will actually drop out way before they meet their potential. Mm-hmm. And so here you have a program with mentors who have the answers. No one's going to try out any responses to the young executives' questions on them. These are mm-hmm. people who are stepping up from experience and hopefully provide guidance that saves them a lot of time and lets them really accelerate their career. That's another wonderful part of the membership of ONI.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you're absolutely right. You've hit on so many important things. The wisdom given to young professionals in this business, really, if you think about it, truly is the lifeblood of not just their future, but if you think about it, it's the lifeblood of our future as well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The strength of the whole. Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you this. So what are some of the questions that have been asked that in your mind are the most important? And then conversely, what are the questions that you think should be asked?
Well, rather than giving away the entire program,
sure.
I think that the questions, the queries, the fears tend to come around, first and foremost, relationships. Mm-hmm. How well you communicate with those people, your peers, the people you report to, people interdepartmentally, interbranch, into other companies, including outside vendors and resources. And if there's a falter in those relationships, this is a communication business. It's glaring. that the most masterful communicators in the world are attracted to the advertising business and the media business. So those are going to be the most important questions. Like, what happens when my boss doesn't like me? Or what happens when I have a coworker who's difficult? And what's the role of HR? When should I go to HR for assistance? And then you'll have this whole other layer of questions that relate to the stress on the job. And that it's most stress because we have a voice inside of us that says we want to be successful, we want to be conscientious, and we want to do our jobs well. So most stress comes from not having the skill you need when you're called upon to perform. Mm-hmm. And that can be, I think, the biggest one that's facing our industry and really the American workforce is compatibility with technology. That you're willing to throw yourself into a technology rather than look at that and step back. And I think that as we assimilate a lot of the people who are unemployed back into the labor force, one of the great gifts they have to give themselves while they have time and they're looking for work is to step up their technology, as well as public speaking and the ability to negotiate a variety of different subjects that create consensus. Actually, understanding negotiation as your willingness to create consensus wherever you go, bringing varied opinions and points of view into focus with each other. And how about writing? You know, being able to write an effective proposal, that's all over the business.
Right.
That's at the fingertips. So the stress of the job usually comes down to something that you don't know. And if we really look at, how do we deal with all the different kinds of questions that your readers or your listeners are thinking about right now, it's going to come down to one basic fact, and that is the currency of change is information. If you've got a knot in your stomach, it's because you don't know what you need to know to make a decision and move forward, right?
Right.
You can save a lot of time by saying, well, you know, I'm feeling this stress or I don't understand something, means stop, evaluate what that information is that you need and just make a beeline to it so that you can now move past that fear, enjoy the confidence of having taken control and met the fear, and move on more profitably from your career. So that's what I love in terms of being asked to participate in this program. That, you know, they're basically tackling the fears of relationships and the fears of, you know, what do I do when I don't know how to do something?
Right, right. And I think the natural inclination and stress is, it does go back to the fight or flight. And the natural inclination that I've learned, and I'm 42 years old, and I've learned over the years that that the inclination is to freeze and to let it simmer and to let it settle. And what I've found is that from personal experience and also in managing people, that it amplifies and actually, over-amplifies the situation to the point that it takes people backwards. And literally, it could be as simple as one question. And I think that any manager or anybody in this business, a reasonable person, if somebody went to them and said, hey, you know what, I'm having some problems with this, do you mind helping me out? At the end of the day, like you said, we're all about people. And if you want to be successful in this business, it has to be a two-way street, right?
Absolutely. Well, according to a speech pathologist that I flew from New York to L.A. not long ago, the most powerful word in the English language is help. Mm-hmm. And, when you talk about the freeze point, I think that you should, if you're lost, you should stop and get your bearings. But the question is, how long do you stand there trying to make the decision before you say, wait a minute, I'm lost. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows where I'm going, and let me get there as quickly as possible. That freeze point is natural, it's smart, but it shouldn't last more than a few seconds before you start divvying up who has the information you need in order to move ahead more profitably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember I can remember my first, real awkward situation in the workplace. Do you remember your first really kind of just awkward situation and how you handled it?
Well, I call it the moment I went from weenie to sales athlete. up until that time, I was a weenie. And it's also a question. It's like, are salespeople born or are they made? You know, it was the moment I was made, and that was when I was asked to pick up the telephone and basically reach out to the President of the United States, contact the White House, establish a contact for an event that was being held, and take a look at what the criteria was to get my boss into that event. And I know, by the way, the chutzpah from that moment where I went from weenie to sales athlete, do you know how much money I've made off of the lesson I learned from that whole?
That is awesome.
Oh, it was awesome. It's awesome to this day. People will say to me, I can't believe how fearless you are. Well, tackle the White House, including, I still remember the telephone. I think the telephone was like 456-1111 or something.
Yeah, right. It's in All the President's Men, my favorite.
I doodled the White House telephone number. I did, and they gave me exactly the information I needed to know, which was the criteria for the evening, and my boss fit it. I sent the biographical information along with a form that they asked me to fill out, and we were off to the races. And when I came back with the goods, the rumor, it was like one of those things, the rumor went through the company about the kid in the corner.
That's awesome. That is great. Yeah, I had a general manager, so I was on the creative end in the radio business, and one of the things that he always taught me, and he taught me many things, we called him Hurricane McNamara because he was always blowing through with something. One of the things that was really important, he said, they can't say no unless you ask.
Ah, well said. Well said. The value of no is that you can ask why, and anything they tell you is why they will buy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. So that one's seared into the memory. Out of all of your time,
but you've made a lot of money off of that one.
You do all right.
Yeah.
We do all right.
That's so, what's good about it.
So let me ask you this. You have had such an amazing breadth and depth of experience, and I think that's the important thing to underscore is that, you know, we can be very focused or siloed within our careers, but you've had this very wide and deep experience. In your opinion, what is the most rewarding part of what you've accomplished in your career? Not related necessarily to financial success, but to kind of metaphysical success, just the feeling of giving, because you're in that stage of your career where you're, and this event is testament to that you are giving of yourself. What has been most rewarding on that end, whether it's mentoring or something along those lines?
When I got off a Trailways bus from New Hampshire and went into the ad business, hit Madison Avenue, one of the first things I was told to do was to go to Ani and become a member. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was also told I was the first woman salesperson member ad sales. And there was a president, Jackie DeCoster. There was a woman by the name of Pat Martin. There was another one. She was at an ad agency. And there was another one called Joe Foxworth. Who owned an ad agency, and they embraced me, and really took the hay out of my ears, and I have been giving back to Ani in every way. I never deny a request in every way I can, because of what happened to me and how these three women helped me be successful as quickly as I was. Under their tutelage, I was always referred to, how could you be so young and yet so old? And so, I was mouthing, you know, Pat Martin, Joe Foxworth, and Jackie DeCosta. So I would say that being able to say yes when called upon to provide help, and also I enjoy the professional growth from that as well, and is the big pop of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, the request, for instance, to be on this panel, the request to meet you, you know, would I be available to have a conversation with you and present the idea of attending this event and And I honestly believe whoever attends the event, whatever your value is walking into that room, you will be far more valuable for the hour and a half you spent walking out.
Amen.
So that's the pop of life.
Yeah, amen, amen. Yep. Well, it is March 7th. It is Microsoft at 1290 Avenue of the Americas, 7:45 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Go to ani.org to sign up for this amazing event. Can't wait to hear the feedback on this. Kathy Aronson, CEO and founder of the Sales Athlete Executive Search. Enjoy your time in Los Angeles. I will see you in New York. I've got the best coffee shop. See, I live in Portland. I know where all the good coffee is around the world. We get together. We have a little cup of joe and a little kibitz. How's that sound?
A royal kibitz. I have a feeling we'll have a great time.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to hearing more.
Thank you very much.